People of God, blessed are you in Christ. Today's Bible text is the 23rd Psalm, "The Lord is my shepherd." And the Lord is a good shepherd. I mean, he wants us as a sheep. But who really wants to have him as a good shepherd? This is what we should consider today. I say that because we like to think that we want to have God watching over us, shepherding us from a distance. But when he gets too close, we really don't want him that close by and personal. I can tell this about you. I can tell about myself and everybody on this planet. Anyone can see because of the things that we do. For instance, if you wanted to be shepherded by Jesus, his word would not be so far from you. It would not be just on a Sunday that you gather together to hear his word. But you would love to hear the Bible. Like music. Someone who loves a symphony and goes to buy a ticket and goes to that symphony to hear it played, listens to every word because they just love hearing it. Or those teenagers with those headphones on. Whatever they're listening to there, I don't know, rap, hip-hop, whatever. They just love it. They can't get enough of it. They'd rather hear that than listen to their parents or their friends. If you really wanted a good shepherd close by, you wouldn't be able to get enough of the word that he speaks to you. The commandments of God would bring you peace and comfort instead of making you uneasy when you hear them preached in the church. It's easy to see that, or it's rather easy to say that there is only one God, and then ignore him and let your heart wander, thinking that other things will bring you fulfillment in life. You say you want to follow the Good Shepherd. Well, then why do you trust in other things more than God? To bring you joy and contentment. Things like how you look, or what you wear, or who you associate with, or what you eat, or the building you live in, and the possessions you put inside that building. If you follow the Good Shepherd, these things would mean little to you. Being with the Good Shepherd and following him, hearing his voice, would be everything. You would be content with whatever pasture the Lord led you into, whether it was rich or poor, pleasurable or difficult. Yes, we all say the Lord is our shepherd, but what thoughts control your mind? Thoughts of sex and lust, adultery, of greed and dissension and discontent. The Lord says, "Do not covet," but not a day goes by that you do not think when you see someone else's house or spouse or other wealth or position that you say to yourself, "Why can't I have that? Why didn't God give me that kind of life that he or she has?" The Lord says, "Honor your father and your mother," but this you have not done. This is not just for the children, but we should honor our parents, whatever age we are, in every situation. The shepherd commands us not to speak words that hurt the reputation of anyone. But you continue to profane God's name by gossiping and slandering your fellow believers. And the list of offenses go on and on and on in our lives. Drunkenness, spite, anger, dishonesty. God is right when he says in his Holy Scripture that we, all like sheep, have gone astray. And at the end of the day, none of the blame goes to the Good Shepherd. Because he is just that. He is the Good Shepherd. He has been faithful to his sheep, but his sheep have not been faithful to him. He continues to lead the flock, but the flock is not following. And when hardship comes, oh, that's when we remember that we need a Good Shepherd, and we call out to him, "I'm here, help me, rescue me, Good Shepherd." Especially when the wolf, our old enemy, death, comes along. and he's ready to snap us up in his jaws. Then we want a shepherd who's close by. And then he comes and delivers us. And after that, we're off shepherding ourselves again. Now, you know that in Old Testament times, God brought great judgments, terrible judgments, to bear on his flock because of their immorality and their waywardness and their false gods. They were given corrupt rulers. They were giving neighboring countries that were bent on their destruction, just like today. And all of the strife that just about destroyed them. But this is but a token of the sadness and grief that comes when we exit this life without the Good Shepherd. Jesus said, "I am the Good Shepherd. I know my sheep, and I call them by name. I lay down my life for the sheep." And he went on to tell us that the other shepherds, the other people who call us to follow them in this life, and the other things, do not do this. They do not rescue us in our time of need. They will lead us when the sun is shining, but when the darkness comes, they turn away and they leave us alone, because they do not have the power to save us. But Jesus does. He is the Good Shepherd who lays down his life for his sheep. He restores our soul by coming to us and claiming us again, even after we belong to other shepherds or wandered off on our own. He wants us. He loves us. His death and resurrection for us is the proof. Why is he so interested in us, the black sheep that we are? Surely he could have some other sheep somewhere that he could create, somewhere people who would be loyal to him and not wander off all the time and break his heart. Why is this? The answer is a mystery. We can only say that it is because he loves us. The Father has given us to him, and he is a faithful kind of shepherd. He will not leave us no matter what comes. When we do follow the Good Shepherd, the blessings are everywhere. He leads us to green pastures where we grow to love him more. He leads us to quiet waters where we are refreshed in ways that we have never known before. We are protected from evil by his rod and staff, that authority that he carries, given to him by the Creator. We have no reason to fear anything when we are with the Good Shepherd, except perhaps falling behind again and getting ourselves separated from our shepherd. Where are we going with the flock of God? I'll tell you what it isn't to. It isn't to wealth and security in this world. No, we are going somewhere else, somewhere better, somewhere more permanent. We are going to a heavenly home. We are going there to a banquet table that has been set and is waiting for us, full of God's goodness and love. A place is ready. A place has been set at the table for everyone who is following the Good Shepherd. Now, there at that banquet, in that heavenly place, as the psalm says, our enemies can look on, those who would destroy us, the old wolf of death, and all the things we have forsaken in this world to follow the Good Shepherd. They look on, but they can't get to us there. And we will be living there permanently. Friends, this morning, if this sounds like a dream or a fairy tale to you, look again. Because maybe the life that you are living here in this world is the dream. And the reality is in these words today. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Amen. And peace be with you always.